We're going to just sort of ramble a little bit on different areas, try to make this a primer on religious organizations for those of you that don't do a lot of religious organization work. What we're going to talk about will be applicable no matter what your faith group is, or in some cases non-faith groups that have gotten church status. So everyone thinks about church, and by the way, to keep it clear from the terminology, we're going to say church because that's what Matthew and I are most familiar with, but we mean temples and synagogues and other entities within that category. So we have to first start off with the definition of church. And the history on that is, in fact, I did my master's in tax thesis paper on what is a church. And are not my law degree, a law review article is of what is a church. It's unconstitutional for Congress or any administrative agency to define what a church is. And so for the first 60, 70 years, we did not have a definition. And so the courts applied the duck test. And the duck test is, does it look like a duck? Does it have feathers? Does it have webbed feet? Does it have a beak? Does it go quack, quack? And so does it look like the traditional Judeo-Christian church that everyone appeared to be familiar with? And then starting in 1978, IRS Commissioner Kurtz, did a speech, and he named 14 criteria that he thought should be used to evaluate whether an organization is a church or not, and then subsequently that has been validated by the tax court.